What do you think, Chucky?
I could mix this up real nice. 500 bottles will get you 3,000.
They put me out of business. How can I pay you?
Well, that's your problem, ain't it?
What are to be my duties, Madame Jeunet?
You will assist the customers when they try the garments on, n'est-ce pas?
You can't say Nucky.
I'm Margaret Schroeder.
Bully for you.
All right. Who shot you? What did he look like?
God, man!
Jimmy.
Fairhead.
Ask.
We lost him, sir.
Did he talk?
Sir, I have reason to believe James Darmody was involved in the Woods Massacre.
You're through here, kid. Where am I supposed to go?
Broadway Limited, going to Chicago, Illinois.
It's an election year, Chalky. This goes no further than here. What happened is, this man was cheating with another fella's wife, and the fella shot him.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Look at a soldier boy. You'd have pissed your pants if you were wearing any.
You think it's funny?
Easy, Princeton. I was fucking playing. I need the keys to the car.
I can't let you out of my ear.
Well, your belly ain't gonna go back to sleep.
Bleeding.
What? Oh. This is never gonna work out.
No, oh, come on. You shouldn't have. Now, who planned this?
Nookie.
Jesus. Fuck. How long have you been standing there?
Very shortly.
What do you want? I was rehearsing a speech.
Well, you asked to review the guest list for the party.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's hear it.
Hank Adamo, Stephen Muller.
I'm giving a speech next week to the Restaurant Workers Association. What I was rehearsing.
Yes. Richard Berman.
I'm going shopping.
Get something pretty.
You know, you tore me apart last night.
Jesus, Lucy. Make sure you invite Governor Edwards.
He will not come.
I know, despite that. Can you believe they elected that asshole Democrat, No Hoper?
I booked suites for Senator Edge and Mayor Haig.
Visiting royalty. Edge especially. Hand me my shoes.
Which ones? Oh.
Make sure Edge gets the bigger suite.
Mm-hmm.
He's my ticket to that road appropriations money.
Yeah.
Almost 30 million for Jersey alone. You could bet your keister I'm going to get a piece of that pie. It's an expression, a piece of the pie. Don't you have pie in Germany?
We have strudel.
Just make sure everybody gets laid.
Could it be the beautiful young woman found shivering in the river is actually who she claims to be? The daughter of the Tsar of Russia, the Grand Duchess Anastasia?
It's like a fairy tale.
Was she assassinated at the hands of the Bolsheviks, or did she masterfully escape the fate of her doomed royal family?
Give me it.
Mine!
Pipe down, you'll get a spanking.
There's no need for that now, is there?
You spoil them.
Look at this. Anastasia Romanov thought dead these past 3 years could very well be the rightful identity of Anna Anderson, the amnesia victim now claiming to be the princess.
Who's the princess?
You are, my darling.
And I'm the Queen of England.
Really?
Where's your sense of romance, Edith?
It left along with my husband.
Read the funniest, Mama.
Mind your manners.
Please.
All right, okay. Then I've got to leave for work. Let's see what mischief Mutt and Jeff have been up to.
Sorry, does it hurt?
A little bit.
You should try some opium. There's a den in Chinatown. Let me take you.
I don't know. All those hopheads?
It's divine. It really is for whatever ails you. That fella Al, he can be really scary sometimes.
He's all right. He's just from Brooklyn is all.
Is that where you're from?
Atlantic City.
Star Prairie, Wisconsin.
Right, sure.
Don't pretend like you ever heard of it.
What's it like?
Well, Grandpa was the first white man born in town. Pa was the first man got sent to state prison, and Ma was the first woman run over flat by a car. So you could say I've got a lot to live up to.
I'll say you do.
So did you really go to college?
Where'd you hear that?
I was always calling you Princeton.
Yeah, well, where I come from, some people had an idea about what I was supposed to be.
Your pa?
No, that's not something he'd do. There's a fella kind of like Torrio here. He saw me along through the years. That's over with now.
So what's your idea?
Beg your pardon?
About what you're supposed to be.
Oh. That's a good question.
I looked at your book while you were sleeping.
Yeah? What'd you think?
I'm heading west myself. Like the girl in the story. California as soon as I save up.
You're gonna be in the pictures.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you're certainly pretty enough.
Oh, don't care to kid her.
You are. You're prettier than Lillian Gish. I'd watch you.
Would you save me from my brutish father?
He's out of prison.
Like Lillian Gish. Broken blossoms.
I'd sure give it a shot.
Well, then maybe I'll let you come with me.
You love me?
I might.
How come?
Because I think you need taking care of.
What the fuck is taking you so long?
We've been trying, Nucky. It ain't like we haven't asked around.
Asked around? You're trying to solve a murder, not to find a lost cat.
Cat would be easier. Nobody cares about some colored kid.
Chalky cares. So that means I care. And you could bet your ass come election day, you're going to care too.
Control Atlantic City. You control Atlantic County. Control Atlantic County.
Control New Jersey, I know.
Well, if you know, then you know how much we need the colored vote.
Like it or not, they're 20% of the city, Eli.
And they vote the way he tells them to, so drink your damn coffee.
They vote the way I tell Chalky to tell them.
He drives a Packard, Nucky. Because of you. Lives in a house bigger than the mayor. You seriously think you'd ever risk all that? Let his people vote Democrat?
At this point, no. But there are limits to what he could sell those people. And a lynching's not one of them. If word got out...
He needs you, Nuck. No one's ever gonna know.
And we need him. One hand washes the other, and both hands wash the face.
Take a lot of suds to wash Chalky's face.
You could wait in the hall. I don't like that fella. I never have.
He's a good man, Hollerin. Ready and able.
Just step it up, will you?
Jillian, fix it.
Let me see, darling.
Jillian. You know, most women are proud to be called grandma. Hmm.
Not while the peaches are still in season.
I shouldn't be very long.
Oh, take your time. I've got my man to keep me company. Say goodbye to Mama.
Bye, Mama.
Let's see here. Oh, they make such shoddy merchandise these days. You know, when your daddy was a little boy, he had a blue tin train with big round wheels.
A choo-choo.
That's right. It was a choo-choo train. And it was a gift from one of my admirers. He was in the dry goods business.
All better.
What do you say?
Thank you.
Where's my kiss? Mwah. You are gonna break a million hearts one day. You know that? Run along now. There you go.
Mrs. Dominey?
Yes?
I'm a friend of James.
His friends call him Jimmy. So, who are you really?
I'm a... what do you call? An acquaintance. From New York.
That part I suspected. What's your name?
Never mind my name. Is he here or ain't he?
He's not.
Then where is he?
Maybe he's up your ass. Have you considered looking there?
You got a fresh mouth for a broad.
Maybe I need you to smack it for me, right? The roughneck bit. Is that what the little girls are going for these days?
Filthy immigrants, Christ-killing Jews, anarchists of every stripe. Dangerous though they may be, make no mistake, my brethren. It is the coon that is the true bane of our great nation. Up from the south they come, like so many rats, feeding on jobs heretofore reserved for white men, veterans, patriots. True Americans all, consigned to the breadlines, their families starving, while a nigger gorges himself. It is our God-given right. It is our Christian duty to eradicate this scourge. Nobody move!
Who's in charge here? State your name.
Joseph Earl Dinley, Grand Cyclops of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, Atlantic County Branch.
Who's the dunce caps? You too, Cyclops.
You're the fellow who owns the hardware store on Pacific. He sold me linseed oil not a month ago.
If you're here to rob us, take what you will and leave with what little conscience you might have.
Drop the act. You know who I am.
You're a grafter, a whoremonger, and a bootlegger.
You're thinking of my brother. Let's go. You're under arrest. Everybody else, stay in your seats.
What's this about? Being in the Klan's not against the law.
No. What straight up darkies is.
Mr. Sheridan says I can't be buying from nobody else.
You're good, then, because we ain't nobody else.
This is Johnny Torrio's territory now.
You should talk to Mr. Sheridan, no? I don't know nothing.
What do you mean you know nothing? You Greeks, you got intelligence. I mean, you invented arithmetic, right?
I don't know. Yes.
Then you should know what happens next. See, I say you gotta buy from us, then you give me some lip, then the next thing you know...
You all right?
You got something to say?
What happens now is I help you up. Well, not really.
Al.
Please, why you do this?
Al. Come on.
Come on what? I'm in the middle of a fucking conversation. Next, I break every bottle in this fucking joint.
Please, no.
Good. These people look thirsty, so you want a big order when the truck comes around. Oh, yeah. Sheridan got a problem? Tell him to come see me. I'm at the Four Deuces over on Wabash. You staying for supper?
Dima. Dima. Are you all right? Let me get him out.
We have the pianist, the fat one. Remember, you like him. Roast beef, rack of lamb, oysters on the half shell, lobster. And for the wine, I have chosen Chateau Margaux.
What is this?
What?
This. This fucking lip rouge.
I will take care of it immediately.
Fucking damn it.
I will see that they wash them twice.
How hard do I work? The pressure I'm under? Is it too much to ask that if I have a simple goddamn birthday party that the silverware, the crystal, that they be clean?
Nookie, I have taken...
Can I trust you to do anything right? The war, the anti-German bullshit, did I not stick with you despite all that?
Yes, you...
And this is the fucking thanks I get? This filthy piece of shit that some whore left her cock-smeared lip rouge on? Do you want me to drink from this?
No.
Do you want my guests to drink from
no,
this?
No, of course not. You there, boy. Scrub these carpets. Everything.
Please, do your best.
How'd you sleep? You Klan fellas get you in front of a crowd, can't shut you up. In private, though.
Told you 100 times. I don't know who hung that coon.
Oh, I believe you. I really do. Thing is, though, I gotta be sure.
What the hell are you doing?
Voilà, madame. Enjoy, hein? À la prochaine. Bonne soirée. Marguerite.
Yes, madame Genet.
I will require you this evening. You must stay.
I need to make arrangements for the children.
Rosalie, she did not have children.
Yes, ma'am.
Monsieur Thompson, tonight it is his birthday celebration. You will deliver to Miss Danziger this dress, huh? To Babette's, the nightclub.
Miss Danziger.
The paramour. What is it? The sweetheart of Mr. Thompson.
Yes, of course.
You will be there to Babette's by 10, and then you shall wait until after Miss Danziger does the surprise. The silk fringe, the beading, it is very delicate, so you must assist her in putting it on, huh? Very important.
Yes, ma'am. You mentioned I must wait until after Miss Danziger's surprise. What surprise is that?
I don't know. This is why it is the surprise. Bonjour, madame.
You want to branch out, that's Jake with me. So long as it puts money in my pocket. But what I don't need, at any price, is a fucking headache.
I'm going to straighten it out, I promise.
How, by smacking around bartenders for the next 6 months? This fucking Sheridan is a pain in my ass.
I want to talk to him, John, as soon as he gets here. Work out an accommodation. Believe me, you're going to be rolling in it.
I'm going. I'm going to plant this water on my foot. It waits like a son of a bitch.
See that? Because he knows I can handle it.
Maybe he actually has a planter's wart.
Don't be jealous because I'm moving up, pal. I got big coattails. I move up, you coming along for the ride.
You got me all wrong. I'm just passing through.
It's them.
Some free advice. You don't invade a country all at once. You take it over one piece at a time. Act nice. Negotiate for a portion. A couple months, you expand. Then, before you know, you're controlling his entire territory.
Mr. Sheridan?
Who the fuck are you?
Al Capone. This is Jimmy Domity.
Where the fuck's Torrio?
Mr. Torrio sends his regrets. He had some pressing business to attend to.
What does he call this?
He says you should talk to me.
I gotta say, this is very insulting. I come all the way down here in the snow.
Trolleys ain't even running.
Can we offer you anything? Some coffee, some whiskey?
No.
Forget California. Today I'm heading east. Chinatown.
I'll see you later, okay?
So how's the Greek fella?
Probably at the dentist getting the shoe leather out of his chaps.
That fella gotta learn some manners.
I'd say a lot of fellas do.
Are you talking about me, Pally?
Mr. Sheridan, we asked you down here to work out a compromise. The way that we see it, Greek town is big enough for all of us.
You New York fellas make me laugh. You come out here from Brooklyn or wherever the fuck and you act like you own the town.
He's from Jersey.
I don't give a fuck where he's from, boyo. He's in Chicago now.
Mr. Sheridan, I didn't mean any disrespect. The point is that we have...
The point is this. You stay the fuck out of Greektown or there's gonna be trouble.
We're already in Greektown, Sonny. We've been in Greektown since Colosimo took over.
Maybe you didn't hear, but Colosimo retired on account of that bullet in his fucking head. Johnny Torrio, also from Brooklyn. He runs things now. He's taking over your territory.
There's no room for negotiation?
There might be.
Well, how's about you take a piece of my action?
How much?
10%.
25.
All right, fine.
Let's call it 50.
50?
You heard me.
I don't want any trouble, okay? Tell Torrio he gets what he wants.
Fucking loudmouth. I knew he'd cave.
That's one way of reading it.
Elgin, Texas. My daddy taught himself the carpenter trade doing for the black folk there. I tell you, anything that man put his hand to, table, chair, wedding chest, he make that wood sing. Now one day, a man, Mr. T.O. Purcell, come around. He a white man, on his own store. Stable, hotel. He said to my daddy, I hears you the finest carpenter in Elgin. My daddy tell him, well, I can't say one way or the other, but I knows a bit about some. So Mr. T.O. Purcell take my daddy to this house he was building. Biggest house in town. They walk in there and say, this here gonna be the library. What you think about that? My daddy say, well, I think you need some bookcases. Well, then, that's what I want you to make me. 10 months my daddy worked there. And when he finished, bring me around. Mr. Purcell, this here my boy. I'd like to show him what I done. Well, come on in. Through the front door. Just like that. We did. When I seen them bookcases, all carved with scroll and flowers, baskets of fruit, little angels floating in the corner. That was the most beautiful thing I ever seen. About a month later, another man come around. I seen what you did for T.O. Can't let that old dog top me. You come around my house and I'll show you what I need. My daddy go with him to the edge of town. Wasn't nothing there but 6 white men. 12-foot of rope. And the pepper tree they hung him from. Here are my daddy tools. What are you gonna do with them? Well, I ain't building no bookcase.
For your edification and enjoyment, we take you to ancient Rome. The ritual bathing of Aurelia, mother of the great emperor Julius Caesar.
Lovely, lovely.
Behold her palace slaves, who have no choice but to submit to her every imperial wish.
Wasn't the clan.
How do you know?
He told me.
And you believe him?
There's a point which if a man still sticks to his story, that's a man that's telling you the truth. We passed that point about 10 minutes ago.
She's already been told twice.
Now, that's one way to deny him the vote.
I thought you were all for that, Senator.
I am, on the record.
So long as they vote Republican.
We Democrats feel the same way.
May that never fucking happen.
It is happening, boys. 32 states already ratified. Those suffragettes did their job.
I think they all need a good Roderick. Right, Gary?
I know I do.
Nothing to be afraid of. You just got to give them what they want.
Who knows what that is?
It doesn't matter. Women don't have the mind for politics.
You're assuming they have minds at all.
I have brains, you know.
Buttercup.
No, let him speak.
Lucy.
Let the little lady be heard. Please, Angel, tell us your thoughts on the League of Nations.
The what?
The League of Nations. There was a big meeting in Paris 3 weeks ago.
Well, I don't know about that league thing, but Paris sure sounds swell. You want to take me, Daddy?
There's a thinking woman.
Well, give me a fresh one, okay? Perhaps she's not the best example.
Relax, will you? I've been dealing with mugs like this my whole life.
I asked around, Al. This Sheridan is a serious fellow.
No offense, but these Micks, they come on strong, but it's just the booze talking. If they were Sicilian, it'd be a different story.
Gentlemen, we're ready for you.
I gotta say thanks, pal. I know this can't be cheap.
Springing for some new threats?
Hey. Oh, this is mighty way.
A little fruity, but we're businessmen, right? Gotta look the part. You get that over there?
Muse Argon. It's been killing me lately.
Them heinies cut us both up, huh? Lousy bastards.
Right.
The slim cut. Very a la mode.
It means right on the money.
The wide shoulders. A very masculine silhouette. What does the gentleman think?
Wife's gonna shit.
Happy birthday.
Oh, why, thank you.
Oh, I'm to deliver this gown to Miss Danziger.
Oh, of course.
I'll put it in the dressing room for you.
I trust Isabelle is treating you all right?
Madame Junet. Yes, she is.
Is that what she makes you call her?
Well, there's the birthday boy.
Enjoying yourself, Walter?
I'll soldier on as best I can.
May I present Senator Walter Edge, up from Washington, and the Honorable Frank Haig, Mayor of Jersey City. Gentlemen, this is Margaret Schroeder.
Mrs. Schroeder?
Ma'am.
A pleasure, I'm sure.
May I get you a drink? A whiskey, a gin?
Thank you, no, I don't drink.
Mrs. Schroeder is a member of the Women's Temperance League.
Oh. Fine organization.
It is.
Well, I guess I stepped in it, huh?
You're not a suffragette, I hope.
Not officially, at least.
Ah, another one, eh?
I come from a country where women already have the right to vote. In fact, in most civilized countries, women are afforded that privilege.
Well, in this country, we're simply trying to protect women from the hard truths of life.
By denying them the right to take a meaningful part in it.
It's a shame you see it that way.
Oh, it isn't just me, sir. It's most women who'd like the right to vote. And as you've learned, if you withhold from a woman something she deeply desires, then she'll surely find a way to withhold something that you desire.
And what might that be?
Alcohol.
Well, now, they haven't done a very good job of it, now, have they?
Well, now, the party's only just started.
Walter, I think you met your match.
Mrs. Schroeder, I'll see you to the dressing room.
Gentlemen.
Ma'am? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Edith Day.
I hope you're not offended by all the drinking. Old habits die hard.
If they die at all.
Well, that's a very practical perspective.
I'm a very practical woman.
Well, then I suppose we should dance.
In my sweet little Alice blue gown, when I first wandered down into town, I was both proud and shy as I felt every eye. But in every shop window I'd creep passing by, then in manner of fashion I'd frown, and the world seemed to smile all around. Till it wilted, I wore it, I'll always adore it, my sweet little Alice blue gown. La da 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 dee, la da la da dee, da 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 la la la, la da la 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 la, da da dee dee dee, da 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 da. Then in manner of fashion I'd frown, and the world seemed to smile all around. Till it wilted, I wore it, I'll always adore it, my sweet little Alice blue gown.
Thank you, Mrs. Schroeder. It's always a pleasure.
It's all mine.
Hit it, fellas.
Al here.
be back later.
What about the other one, Jimmy?
We don't cater to poofs, fellas.
You recommended one of the girls. I forget her name.
Pearl, probably.
That's her.
Gotta face facts, Nook. We have a Democrat for governor now. These matters have to be finessed.
And in the meantime, what? I lose my road money to Frank?
People up north don't need roads?
Actually, Frank, they don't.
Relax, boys. There's plenty of dough for everyone.
Well, I'll take mine now.
There are limits, Nucky. Jesus. Can't expect to have everything.
Is that what I told you when I put you in the governor's mansion?
Nucky.
And in the Senate?
Have I not thanked you enough? You were the best campaign manager I've ever seen. Hell, it ever was. But you've got to understand, this is complicated.
I've got hotels that no one can get to, except by stinking train, because the roads to Atlantic City are rivers of fucking mud. We need paved highways so cars can come and go.
So cars can come and go. Is that what you're worried about?
And trucks.
Trucks full of liquor.
What's that, lemonade in your hand?
I'm just proposing we call a spade a spade.
Fine, how's this? You don't need the road money up north, and you fucking know it.
The people of Jersey City need highways just as much as...
Jersey City, my balls. You're looking for a payoff, so you'll back the fuck away. So why not save us all time and give me a number?
I'll need to do some calculations.
Fine. Finally. You fucking Democrats, boy.
Now. Let's not let party politics affect what's best for the people.
Jesus, Walter, have you packed for the White House already?
No. But when I'm there, maybe I can help you by controlling Governor Edwards.
Maybe.
Oh, now let's not let our best days be behind us, shall we? I'm through with this champagne.
What's your pleasure, Senator?
I'll have a Pimm's cup.
Eddie.
I'm so sorry. We have no Pimm's cup tonight.
What do you mean?
There is no Pimm's. Name anything else, Senator.
Well, I'll have a brandy.
Why is there no Pimm's?
Easy, will you? Like I said, can't expect to have everything.
You all set?
What you heard?
This ain't a love story, bub.
You're nice. Classy. You don't even seem like a whore.
Thanks.
Your friend there, Jimmy, got good taste.
I'll pass on the compliment.
Come here.
I gotta get back downstairs.
Let me look at you. Something to remember you by.
No kissing.
No, I know. Jesus, you're like a fucking angel.
Sure am. I know the pits. Yeah. Well, I just stayed. So, this is kind of the part of the town.
Oh, that's right, Karen.
I'd love to have been there. I just didn't think you'd want this kind of news on your birthday.
I don't want it the day after my birthday either.
I didn't know you'd take that fella's finger, Nook.
For your signature. Senator Edge ran up quite a bill.
$1,800.
He said to thank you for a wonderful time.
Do I return the clan guy's ring? Or is that adding insult to injury? How's she doing?
The doctor's given her a sedative.
Can't I see her?
She needs to sleep, kiddo.
Is it bad?
Go on. I'll put these in a vase.
Beautiful.
Wasn't me made a muck of it. You dopes killed the wrong coon.
He drives a Packard, you said.
But it wasn't Chalky. You hung a fella works for him.
He got the message, didn't he?
He probably crapped his drawers.
Then why is he still operational?
It was your idea in the first place. How should we know?
It was our dough, anyways. I need a new top coat.
Which brother is this now?
Teo.
Teo. Leo. Ignatius. What are you, all named after popes?
What of it? You don't like God or something?
Oh, take it easy.
7,000 clams, Mickey. Where's our fucking money?
Okay. Okay. I'll get it.
From where?
What do you say I get you a deal? Put $3,000 in your pockets.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Nucky Thompson. One of his ward bosses makes a nice fat collection by the Ritz every Friday.
Nucky's joint?
Nucky's money. It's candy from a baby, I tell you.
All right, you dope out a plan. But you botch it up, my brother's gonna give you a haircut. You never forget.
What's this?
From Nucky Thompson.
Waiting for someone?
Yeah, actually. I'm going to see you.
Here I am. What do you want? Cat got your tongue? You've been following me around for days. You must have some idea.
I think you already know what I want.
No, dear. I only know what I want. Meet me here. here after the last show. Madame Genet.
1 minute. Yes, what is it?
Oh, I'm done.
9 a.m. tomorrow for inventory.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Madame Genet.
Bonsoir.
Somewhere in Iron, far over the sea, a sweet little Colleen is waiting for me. When I went away, I said it won't be long. Sure, all day it's me who keeps singing this song. Pretty Kitty Kelly, she's the only girl for me. Pretty Kitty Kelly, she is all my eyes can see. For there's not a calling in a land where shamrock grows than my pretty Kitty Kelly. She's my wild Irish rose than my pretty Kitty Kelly. She's my wife.